You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic and friendly episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
I love it. Friendly indeed. My name is Rob. This is episode 887, and we are, as always, so excited that you're here with us today. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, thank you very much. And we are excited to talk today about potentially interacting more clients with one demonstration. Is it a good thing? Is it a waste of time? Well, let's get right into the question today. If you have a question, don't be afraid to go to askdroneu.com. And today's question is brought to you by our friends and family at the Drone U community. If you're looking for a lifelong of learning, you want to better yourself to ensure competitive advantage, to ensure that you can turn your passion into profit and maintain that profit. Because we all know getting to the top is not hard, it's staying there that's difficult. Well, if you have a mind of lifelong learning and you like to be motivated and inspired by a group of like-minded individuals, then you have got to check out the Drone U community. Just go to droneu.education today.
Hey Paul, hey Rob, Kevin, New Jersey. I had a question about live streaming. Basically not how to do it, but have you had good success with it? Have you used it, found it to be an effective way of either teaching something or doing a demonstration of some sort? I get asked a lot of questions in my area because I have relatives that are school teachers and friends and whatnot in our district. And the thought is I could go to a location, a park, the beach, and basically provide visuals and audio to teach a lesson about something from a remote location. And then if I have a good connection to the internet from where I am, the concept would be to live stream that into the classroom and have the students interact with me while I'm doing the demonstration and giving them aerial imagery and video. I just wonder if you ever tried that and how much success you had with it. Thanks.
Thanks, Ken. Love all the questions. Sorry we don't get them all on. You ask a lot of great questions, but boy, they come from all different directions. It's great. You're always thinking. So this is actually one thing that comes to mind is we did this with one of our early 107 classes. I think the one in San Diego, maybe. Didn't we live stream that?
I want to say Norfolk, but that's not Norfolk. Newport.
Newport, right.
Newport,
right.
We live streamed.
Yeah, yes. We live streamed that, and I thought it was very successful.
It was very successful. Here's how I would do it. Can this be good for students in classrooms around the country? Yes. What I would do, in all honesty, is I would record some pre-produced bit to essentially start the live stream. So you talk about like what you're going to learn. You have shots of drones, people in the field doing work, showcasing what it's really like to be, you know, quote unquote, living the drone life. Which, by the way, if you haven't checked out the book recently and you're a new listener, we wrote the book, Living the Drone Life, right here, these guys, right here. All right, check it out, Living the Drone Life, that's on Amazon. Long story short, I think it would be great, but I think that you need to have a very coordinated pre-plan to do this, because you're going to have a lot of noise with the drone. You're going to have a lot of interference with just signals and whatnot in trying to live stream things. And I think it could be really, really good. I think that you could also utilize a visual observer. You could showcase, you know, some of the benefits of flying a certain way, understanding limitations of wind and weather, and giving people just a demo of what it's like. But I think in order to do a live stream like really, really well, you need a Blackmagic system. And that's the name of the company, is Blackmagic. I mean, this is something that we've even talked about here in the studio, is having a splitter where we have multiple cameras going into a splitter and then live streaming from a mixer from there. And we already have a lot of this equipment. But if you were to do a proper live stream, you'd have someone sitting at the mixer saying, camera one, and that's you, you know, with the drone. You're at your main camera talking and interacting with the kids. Maybe camera two is down by the landing pad where the drones are taking off so that they can go to camera two and play it. And then maybe camera three is more of a wide shot. So that way you could see a bigger area, the drone flying around, and the pilot maybe in like the bottom left or right-hand corner of the frame itself. That way you could mix between the feeds and then say like, okay, here you go. You know, this is exactly what, you know, you need to do.
A really great example of how this is working exceptionally well is with the company Peloton. It's something that I really admire what they've done and how quickly they've grown that into a very significant business. Not only that, so if you're not familiar with Peloton, it's a fitness live stream effectively, whereby people, it's all about riding stationary bikes. And there are trainers all over the country, if not world at this point, that people follow while riding their bikes. And I don't know, they ride all over the place virtually, I suppose. And it's amazing how it's grown because people love that interactiveness in a live environment. And this is on top of requiring that people purchase, I think it's like a $2,000 stationary bike to be a part of one of these live events. And it's gone crazy. And I think it's because people want that adventure of being in their house and yet feeling like they're elsewhere with other people. So, yeah, I mean, this can be huge if you deploy it correctly.
It could be really huge. I think it's deeper than that, though. I think it's an emotional connection.
Exactly.
I think it's seeing other people when you're on that feed, like, how are they doing? What are they doing? It's that camaraderie. It's that it's that understanding that, like, man, you're struggling and someone else is struggling too, so now it's okay, and you're going to work that much harder. It's just hard to do that with a bunch of drone pilots. Just because you're in the field, you're not in a controlled environment in Wi-Fi, like with high band Wi-Fi.
True. So, no, it's certainly a more difficult proposition than everybody that's in their home on a stationary bike. So it's much more challenging than that, I suppose. But true. The concept is fantastic. So, yeah, I mean, if you've got different ways of deploying that and making that happen, give it a shot. Even some of the early stuff, we haven't done it as much lately, but some of the Friday fly days through Facebook Live and some of those things, they were a lot of fun and they got really great engagement.
Yeah, they really do. They do get good engagement. Again, I would just schedule something to go out there with the kids and have a plan, because that hands-on is going to be really powerful and you want to give them that experience, you know?
Yeah.
That's really important.
True.
So.
Yeah, true. No, I mean, if you can get them out in the field with you, I suppose that's even better, but kind of as maybe a next level, doing something live would be great as well. So.
Agreed. Well, on that note, that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and then ask us your question. If you have a question, chances are someone else is thinking it as well. If you have a business question or a mapping question, maybe you're like, why is ellipsis error so important in mapping? Well, I'd love to tell you. If you have a question, go to askadroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.